And now this is a dictation for Donald Loomis, L-O-O-M-I-S, July 1747. Address as a letter, Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H-M-A-N-N, 828-6835. Dear Dr. Reichman, follow up for Mr. Loomis. With advanced renal failure, stage 4 or 5, last visit February. Comes accompanied with family member. He's forgetting to take his phosphorus binders. Weight appetite is stable, denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea. Good urine output without infection, cloudiness of blood, stable edema. Uses a cane, denies falling episode. Denies recent chest pain palpitation syncope. Minor cough, no purulent material hemoptysis. He has not smoking probably 30 years or longer. Denies the use of oxygen. Denies orthopnea PND. He's still getting right-sided thoracocentesis every 2 weeks at Midland. Has an AB fistula on the left side without Stilling syndrome. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph on medications includes Demadex. He is not sure if he's still doing the metolazone, M-E-T-O-L-A-Z-O-N-E. On bicarbonate replacement, forgets the Faslo as a phosphorus binder, blood pressure, Norvasc, Coric. He is on fish oil triglyceride treatments, no anti-inflammatory agents. Today, weight 237, AB fistula left-sided, blood pressure 142/70, COPD abnormality is very distant, no dullness or consolidation, no gross arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, obesity in tympanic, no rebound guarding or masses or ascites, 1+ edema improved, decreased hearing, normal speech, he's a tall, large, obese person, non-focal. Next paragraph, chemistry is in April, creatinine 4.5, for a GFR of 13 stage 5 with a normal sodium potassium acid base, a low albumin, corrected calcium normal, phosphorus elevated at 6, normal white blood cell platelets, anemia 10.8. He is known to have normal sized kidneys without documented obstruction or urinary retention. Next paragraph. TKD is stage 5. Clinically, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. He has volume overload, control with diuretics, diet, and thoracocentesis. Has an AV fistula. We will start dialysis based on symptoms. Importance of phosphorus, low diet, and phosphorus binders discussed with the patient. Continue bicarbonate replacement for metabolic acidosis. Monitor anemia. We will do EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. He's doing blood tests at least in a monthly basis. He has prior history of coronary artery disease and stenting. chronic pleural effusion on thoracocentesis. Prior smoker, and probably COPD abnormalities. All questions answered. Monitor PTH over time for secondary hyperparathyroidism, prior duodenal ulcer and iron deficiency, clinically stable. He has documented heavy proteinuria and probably nephrotic syndrome. We are going to update a protein creatinine ratio in the urine. Come back on the next 2 months, end of dictation.